Store.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.
Hey, yo.
That was beautiful. It's Wednesday night. Welcome to the store. We are the Video Store Clerks. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We are here with you tonight to discuss all things RoboCop, the entire franchise. Now, believe it or not, the entire franchise is going to cover a lot of bases, because I guarantee y'all there's some things out there in RoboCop land that you guys didn't know existed. Well, you're going to find out tonight at the Video Store. I'm Dave.
I'm Chad.
Andrew.
Chuck.
Welcome to the store. Gentlemen, how are we tonight? Andrew, sir, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. That was convincing. Chuck Nasty. Happy 420, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Happy 420, guys. Happy 420, people of America.
It's just another day for me, so.
Yeah. Me too, really.
That's it. Happy everybody out there in internet land. Again, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hang out in the store for a little bit and join us for all things RoboCop. Oh my goodness. And quite the story. 1987, this movie was released, and it's one of those movies that I will challenge anybody that this is not only one of the best science fiction, not only one of the best action, but one of the best movies certainly to come out of the 80s. It was definitely involved at the time, the Reagan years, back in the 80s, you know, where business executives called each other sharks. They read martial arts books to be better businessmen, but RoboCop took it a step further and had them really kill each other. What happened if these yuppies really murdered each other? So, gentlemen, your thoughts on the original. Quick thoughts first on the original RoboCop. We'll start there.
It holds up really well. And then some of the trivia stuff that I found out about it is the visual arts person who was involved with The Thing actually ended up doing the visual, like, special effects for, like, RoboCop as well. Rob Bottin, or Bottin, same guy. I thought that was kind of cool.
In all that, practical effects.
Yeah. That was when I was a kid and first saw RoboCop. It was kind of, you know, when you're a kid, you know, there's only a couple of things. Like, if you're asked, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And it's like, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be, you know, cop. And when you're a kid and you're like, I want to be a cop, and then you watch RoboCop, you're like, I want to be a robot. And I was that kid, because for a split second I wanted to be a cop when I was a kid. And then I realized that Dirty Harry isn't a real cop, and I shouldn't even try to, like, be that guy. But I watched RoboCop, and I like the fact that it's something I've always loved about it, is he tries to distill some kind of morale. You know, he's not a bad dude. His tagline, you know, wanted dead or alive, you're coming with me. I mean, that will never leave my head. I mean, you know, him twirling the gun and, like, you know, putting it in, like, his leg opens and, like, he gets the holster, comes out, and he puts his gun up. Like, it's a good movie. I mean, it's chock full of people that you wouldn't expect. You would expect for that time period. But there's a lot of people in this fucking movie that were all over the place in the 80s. I can't remember some of their names. The main bad guy, everybody that was the main people on the police force, both gray-haired dudes, they were bad guys in every fucking 80s movie that starred Arnold Schwarzenegger, I swear, or Sylvester Stallone at some point in their career. And of course, one of my favorites is in this movie, Miguel Ferrer. He was a great actor who was in tons of movies in the 80s and 90s, and was on one of my favorite shows of all time, Crossing Jordan. Don't judge me, she's hot. And he always was a good asshole, and he was in a couple episodes of Tales from the Crypt too. So yeah, it's a good one. And I also have to mention the practical effects on this thing with the giant robot. I can't remember what they called it in it, but
ED-209.
Yeah, it's great. It's perfect. And the fact they use the scene where it can't walk down the steps, it doesn't have any clue how to walk down steps. In the other movie, it was just like stomped all the way through it, but this one's like, oh, I'm scared. And RoboCop's like, fuck this, and he just jets down the stairs. Like, he doesn't even, like, that's one moment that I noticed watching this again after not watching it for like fucking 10 years. That, like, RoboCop becomes not RoboCop after a certain point. Like, he doesn't move a certain way on those stairs. Once that big motherfucker falls down, he gets up and he goes, I'm out of here. And he just, like, it just, I don't know. And there was something about that scene where I cracked the fuck up. And it's great. It's a good movie. It's classic.
Yeah, I forgot the boardroom scene is probably the most vicious scene in the entire movie. Because it's just like, oh, you don't fight the guy. Oh, he gets killed.
That's how it starts.
Yeah.
The violence in this movie is fucking brutal. Alex Murphy, you know, Jesus gets crucified in the first act. The hero is brutally murdered in the first act of the movie.
The first
Kenny in the beginning is killed. Now, you mentioned ED-209. What a insane waste of taxpayer dollars to build that horrible enforcement droid that can't go down the steps. It has a big bullseye, that big hole, where you should just put a bullet and you'll probably explode the whole thing. It's like a horror, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's the most intimidating thing in the world, but it doesn't work.
Yeah,
you can't go down the steps. And the thing.
Wait. Did you say it's a horror and it doesn't work?
No. Did I? I meant to say horrible.
Horrible. Okay.
My brain was moving faster than my mouth, so it came out as a different word.
It's a horror. That don't work's a broke hole.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Get that horror. But overall, it's crime-ridden old Detroit that's hanging on by a thread, and one person comes in to clean up the streets and make a difference. Proves that one person can make a difference. This is a movie that you can pick apart. You can watch it over and over again, and I guarantee you'll find something different every time you watch it.
Well, watching it as an older person, I forgot all the commentary in it. And it's essentially a corporation comes into Detroit and just starts to try to gentrify it before that term even existed.
Oh yeah, it's kind of weird. You know, I will give you that. Like, there, this movie, like, when it comes to RoboCop, there is almost a trauma like feel to it, and they prove a point in such a weird fucking way that watching it then and then knowing the shit that goes on now, you're like, wow, we just thought it was all fucked up shit. And we realized that maybe some of it is actually, like, you know, somewhat legit. Okay. You know?
Yeah. So, actual trivia thing from the movie that I found out was when the 40th anniversary came out in, like, 2013, that wasn't 40 years. It was, like, 25. They said from that date was when the same year Detroit officially declared bankruptcy, literally on the day of the anniversary that it came out. I'm like, that's so creepy.
Like, see, everybody always was talking about Simpsons predicting it.
No, I never said that.
RoboCop.
I'm just some of the trivia is crazy. Like, the suit was probably the most expensive thing in the movies. It was like over $1 million. Well, at the time, that was expensive. 1980s. Also, for all the things we're talking about, the crazy killer robot ED-209 was barely in the movie for like 5 minutes. But you would think, ever since it was like advertised heavily, it's just like, oh, cool, this giant robot's gonna do nothing.
Well, they had to build you up to the climax. You know, like they had to get you there. They, you knew that big motherfucker was coming back, but you just didn't know when. And RoboCop held his own. He held his own.
Yeah, he had to have, like, a person to fight that was, like, equally bound, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing back then. I mean, that was like you had your bosses, just like video games.
Right.
You know, and that was, you know, and even the RoboCop video game, which we'll get to that in a minute, but, like, had very similar things to it. But the ending of that movie, I love it. It just ends, and it's like RoboCop did it, and everybody's fine with it. Dude fucking gets blown out the fucking window, like, out the window. He's dead. Fuck him. And everything's cool. Everybody's like, okay, cool. RoboCop's great. We won't fuck with him anymore. And, of course, part two, which we'll go with now.
RoboCop 2 came out in 1990, and in its defense, it's a really hard movie to do, because where do you go from RoboCop 1? RoboCop 1 had a perfect beginning, middle, end. Everything was resolved. So where do you go from there? Frank Miller actually wrote, Frank Miller actually wrote the script for RoboCop 2.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I had mixed feelings about it. I like the second one. It obviously wasn't as good as the first one. It can't be. I mean, again, where do you go from RoboCop 1?
we have it the center.
Yeah.
Now, Chuck, you said you liked RoboCop 2 better than the original.
Growing up, it always was the one. I mean, I love the original, but it always was it was darker. They tackled, you know, they went into the drug thing like hardcore on that. And as a kid, you know, you're trying to figure out why they're taking fucking lipstick and putting it on their fucking necks. You know, because they fucking look like. The big drug dealer guy that becomes the robot and all that. Now, I will go ahead and admit. Kane, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to rewatch this movie. I will go ahead and admit that. I haven't watched it in years. But as a kid and growing up, this movie was, I don't know, there was something about it that fucked me up. You know, the fact that there was, you know, there was like the kid that was involved in all that, as a kid that bothered me. You know, I just remember thinking, wow, this movie is really messed up, and I liked it better. And I thought that Kane being a robot was creepy as fuck.
What was his name?
Was it Kane? The robot's name was actually RoboCop 2.
Yeah.
They named the villain RoboCop 2, which was interesting.
That's a shitty
movie. Oh, wow. Okay. I forgot that. Yeah.
Because I rewatched it, and I'm just going to be like, well, the one thing that I couldn't take seriously was the kid, actually. Like, I thought it was cool at first. I'm like, okay, I see what they're trying to do. I'm like, and this is just kind of dumb. So you're trying to make me believe this 12-year-old kid is some, like, criminal mastermind?
Yes.
And he died.
You don't
feel bad. That's the problem. You have no emotional impact. I feel like no emotional connection to any of the people in the movie. That's the one thing that the second movie really didn't do well. It didn't establish characters too well because it's just all over the place.
As a kid, that bothered me. But, I mean, yeah, you kind of want to punt that dude.
There might have been some weird connection between Murphy and his son, because he had a son that was about his age. I'm not sure exactly where they tried to go with that, because I'm sure that script got butchered.
No,
it does seem like there's parts missing.
Yeah, the studio apparently had ideas for, like, his wife, but, like, she never shows up. It's just like,
seven different scripts for the movie.
Yeah. Studio involvement definitely apparently was very heavily, like, shown there, and Paul Verhoeven wasn't even involved, and you can definitely tell that's why.
Yeah. Then they thought it was a good idea to put RoboCop and ninjas together. I don't know. We'll get to that in a second.
We're not kidding, either.
Yeah. We're almost dead, though. But RoboCop 2, I just thought the villain was just kind of really RoboCop 2. It's just kind of dumb. But it's a very comic book thing because it's Frank Miller doing it. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense now.
It does make sense. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and trivia, like, actual fun fact, it's Irvin Kershner's last movie. Ouch, what a movie to go out on.
The man that directed The Empire Strikes Back
went out on RoboCop.
Also did RoboCop 2.
Yeah,
you know what? It's okay. I would be proud of that. I would.
I don't know. I just... You said it was really good, and I was rewatching it. I'm like, this is nowhere near as good as the first movie. But then again, I just rewatched it, so... If I was a kid, I might have felt differently.
At some point in your life, Andrew, I'm going to tell you right now, at some point in your life, You're going to rewatch RoboCop 2, and you're going to go, fucking Nasty was right.
Okay, what movie is on the Criterion list? RoboCop. What movie is not on the Criterion list? RoboCop 2. There's a reason for that. Criterion only chooses movies that influence some sort of aspect of, like, when the movie came out, how, like, impactful it was. And RoboCop 2 apparently wasn't.
Yeah, but who really gives a fuck what everybody else thinks? You know? Really? Who really gives... Oh, listen to Criterion. No, fuck that. Who gives a fuck what anybody says, you know? I like RoboCop 2. Fuck RoboCop 3. Which we'll get to, like, as soon as Dave says something.
Okay. Do we really want to go on to RoboCop 3? Oh, I guess we will. We're gluttons for punishment. Let's do it. RoboCop 3 finally came out in 1993. It was... They filmed it in 91, I believe.
Yeah, it was delayed
until 93. Frank Decker, if that name sounds familiar, he's the same guy that did the Monster Squad. And Chad said the dude that played Kane in RoboCop 2 also played the Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster in the Monster Squad. Small world.
Huh. His name, though. Yep. His last name's Noonan, right?
I think so. He's
put all kinds of shit, dude. He was a
bad guy in Last Action Hero.
He was
That's the same guy? Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so fun, Jack. That's really funny. I know you got more guns in there somewhere. Yeah. Thank God.
RoboCop 3 was, we finally said goodbye so long to the great Peter Weller. Yeah. I will say, the dude that played RoboCop in 3, you can barely tell. Even the voice, I think so. I think they got it kind of close, and I guess the best thing to do is, well, he can't take his helmet off, which he didn't do.
Right.
And, as Chuck mentioned, yes, android ninjas. How can you fuck that up? They fucked it up.
Yeah, give him a fucking jetpack. Can we understand that, please?
Good
call. Did Rocketeer come out at that time when RoboCop 3 came out?
Way before.
Actually, I think it came out two years after. Yeah, before. Rocketeer came out in 91.
The Rocketeer. Yeah. So, okay. Well, I don't know if there's a connection there or not. Either way, the jetpack, again, this is real. The jetpack was teased in the first act of the movie, and finally at the end, he puts it on in a horrible blue screen effect. That looks terrible. Even by 1993 standards, it looked pretty bad.
It was rough.
My kid, again, I love this one, but other than that.
A lot of franchise movies in the 80s, and it didn't matter what the movie was, as violent as RoboCop was, they would dumb it down for kids. It happened with RoboCop. It happened with Police Academy. It even happened. They would dumb it down with all the sequels.
Yeah.
To appeal to children, because back then now the demographic is 18 to 24 year olds. Back then the demographic was kids because they wanted kids to spend all their parents' money. That's what the
violence
was.
Violence. That's seriously what it was. If you look at the 80s and 90s, violence was all across the board, and they were all like, we want kids to watch these. Because I mean, fuck, RoboCop, Terminator, Aliens, all that shit. That was my shit. And look at me now.
Okay, Aliens had a cartoon in a line of toys. Police Academy did. RoboCop did.
We actually learned that RoboCop 3 was a trashed RoboCop 2 script.
For some reason,
that makes sense.
The discarded RoboCop 2 scripts got passed around a lot
because they used it for a series.
It would like another discarded script would later become the Canadian TV series pilot.
That can't be as bad as RoboCop 3.
It was really bad. There are scenes in RoboCop 3 that you can kind of tell came from the RoboCop 2, like when the cops are walking out because the strike took place in the second one, and they kind of touched on that again in the third. The third one is just a fucking mess.
It's a mess.
And there are parts like that you can kind of tell, like that was from RoboCop 2.
Well, apparently, even though it was a lighter story, there were, like, flamethrowers and apparently darker themes, like, even touched upon, like, the just kicking people out of, like, forcefully using guns and everything to just, like, threaten them to kick them out of the city. I'm just like, wow, not even the second movie did that.
And that's probably a part that came from a Frank Miller script, as is the part where one of the businessmen commits suicide just out of the blue. There's little parts movie. Like that you could just be like, I think Frank Miller wrote that. See, I think they kept that part.
As a whole of RoboCop, though, because I mentioned the trauma thing, and that's one thing that I always liked about the storytelling with the movies, is just how messed up it really is. Because anybody knows about trauma, Toxic Avenger, fucking Class of Nukem High, Sergeant Kabuki Man, all that shit. Like, it's not normal movies. Like, they're not normal. And
that's why they have the RoboCop films. Down Traumaville.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Traumaville is really fucked up.
RoboCop has very similar characters. If you actually look, it's like Trauma Light.
Right.
In a lot of ways. You know, the corruption, the drug taking, like all this shit, like the prostitution, like everything. Like it's like Trauma Light with like all these robbers. That's one thing that always appealed to me as a kid. I'm so fucked up. Yeah. Go on.
But we're forgetting the best trivia thing. So apparently one of the tie-ins for RoboCop 3, I need to watch this. WCW had like RoboCop save Sting.
Yeah,
it just sounds terrible, but amazing. It was.
Yes. But like, and they literally got a guy.
Wow, they literally got a guy dressed like RoboCop, just like, I'll save you, Sting.
Yes, yeah, so 1990. It might have been at a pay per view. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was a pay per view. That's the sad part.
If they would have thought about it, they would have had Terminator versus RoboCop out there, and that would have been.
Why did that never happen?
Well, that's one thing I never understood. Why didn't that ever happen?
The funny thing is, they actually had ideas for that ever since 1999. That was actually one of the trivia questions that came up, as they've been trying to do a crossover with RoboCop and Terminator, and ever since 1999, no one's just...
They have a shitload of, like, fan films, like, on YouTube. Dude, with that shit.
I've got, like, 6 or 7 fucking RoboCop versus Terminator comics. They have stories. Like, why don't they fucking do it? You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't want to see it happen without Arnold and Peter Weller. It would have to be. Yeah, I think they're too old now.
But with the power of animation, there's a lot of really good adult level comic hero films. And if they wanted to do it, they really could fucking do it. I mean, it wouldn't matter. I mean, you can do anybody. I mean, if they needed an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice, like, they can find somebody to do that shit. Yeah, like, right. It isn't hard, you know?
Be like that simulation fight in Rocky Balboa.
And yeah. They could just do the voices. Peter Weller did the voice for Batman in The Dark Knight Returns. He also did the voice for RoboCop in Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, really?
Why can't they come back and do the voices?
Batman?
Peter Weller did the voice of Batman in The Dark Knight Returns, parts 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people voiced Batman.
It was great.
Yeah, but I knew that. But I didn't know Peter Weller. That's... Okay, cool. I'm learning a lot tonight. This is great. I love it.
This is an educational show.
He was always my favorite Batman, and Mark Hamill was always my favorite Joker.
Oh, yeah.
And Peter Weller, was so good in Dexter years ago. He was such a fucking slimeball on that show.
Wait, who was he in Dexter? That's right.
The PI that Quinn hired.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was such a fucking sleazeball in those Hawaiian shirts.
He was also a serial killer in that show Psych back in the day.
Wow.
Really? Peter Weller was?
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
He was only in like 2 or 3 episodes, but...
I'm trying to remember Peter Weller in Dexter.
That was the fifth
season, yeah. I think?
Whenever it started getting shitty.
How did he go out?
Dexter killed him in the van because he was spying on him. Quinn hired him as a PI because he was catching on to Dexter, so he had him follow.
Okay. It's been a minute since I've seen the original series. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
I only ever watched season 4 anymore, then I turned that shit off.
Well, I mean, yeah, the show gets...
Back to RoboCop. The one thing I will say about the cartoon, I remember it when I was a little kid. They used to have, like, PSAs about, remember, kids.
Like, yeah, Jody. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cartoon was interesting because the cartoon for kids came out a year after the original RoboCop, which tells me that they got to work on that bitch almost right after the movie came out. Who watched that movie and said, you know what? Let's make a cartoon for kids.
They did make the Toxic Crusaders, which is the Toxic Avenger cartoon. Yeah. So,
that makes sense.
That was a dope cartoon as well. And the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes cartoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, you're speaking my language on that shit.
It was a Swamp Thing cartoon, too.
Yeah.
Okay, and so
you can kind of play the lead guy in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Totally good.
Which one?
The pizza guy.
I remember. Return was Clooney.
Well, I'm talking about the cartoon.
I don't remember.
Wait. George Clooney was in an Attack of the Killer Tomatoes movie?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And Return to Horror High.
Got to start somewhere.
Yep.
I need to see these.
And the cartoon, because again, the demographic back in those days was kids. So they had a toy line. And the cartoon actually wasn't bad. It was
it was actually really good.
It was a cartoon.
The original cartoon.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes, the original cartoon, as in there was another one.
Oh, really?
Because years later in the 90s, and this again happened to...
We found so much shit yesterday when RoboCop. It was disgusting.
They rebooted all the popular cartoons from the 80s. He-Man did it, Transformers did it, G.I. Joe did it, and RoboCop did it as well with RoboCop Alpha Commando. I'm not kidding. And they went off in a completely different direction from the movies. I think it was set in 2030.
Yeah.
They didn't follow any storylines. They tried to do their own thing. But the truly baffling thing about this show was they ordered 40 episodes. The X-Files didn't even order that many fucking episodes.
No. And the X-Files is amazing. Okay, so what were one of the worst things about it? I need to hear this.
Hold still, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, dude, you're good. That's what's screwing you up. You sound like a robot right now. You sound like a RoboCop.
What are your prime directives, Andrew?
Protect and serve.
Why don't you go out and come back in, brother? And then sit down. God damn it.
No, I just got up once.
The folks at home have seen a close-up of your ear for 20 minutes of this 30-minute episode so far. It's a pretty ear. I love your ear, Andrew.
That sounds fucked up. I'd turn it into a lampshade.
That did. I'm just going to stop right there before it gets more weird.
Turn your ear into a lampshade.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Now I feel a little better.
Andrew will be here in just a second. Where's he at? Hey, Andrew, come here, boy. Where you at, Andrew?
My man.
There he is.
And I'm not doing anything to the thing that we're on. We already said why it's messing up. It's nothing to do with anybody.
If you know, because this happens all the time when I'm on like video chat with people. If you move too much, it will become a fucking robot. Why? Stationary is a good thing.
This was a good episode to do it, though.
It works.
You know, it works.
I'm doing my best to stay awake.
Okay.
Drink a fucking energy drink. I don't tell you.
No, it's called I Have to Sleep later on, so I don't use energy drinks. Okay, so about this cartoon.
But Alpha Commando, 40 episodes. I don't know if all of them even aired. I believe the show was only on for a couple months.
They have all of them on YouTube if you want to watch it, but
sweet.
Yeah, the original cartoon and Alpha Commando are all on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, and so is the Dark Justice TV show.
Yes, there was also two TV shows. One like was a Canadian TV show that came out in 1994, and it was horrible. This was the one we mentioned a second ago earlier. It was from one of the discarded RoboCop 2 scripts, and it was bad. The villain's name was Dr. Cray, C-R-A-Y. His middle initial was Z. Dr. Crazy. I'm not kidding. I could not make that up.
I love Canada.
I'm sorry. I don't remember the actor's name, but he played the dad in Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he would pop up on TV shows every now and then. I think he was in the pilot episode of The X-Files too, I think, actually.
I think he's kind of like Beau Bridges, but it wasn't him.
And it's not that he did crazy bad, but it came off as pretty funny. If you want to laugh, 420 is the perfect day to go back and watch this show, because I guarantee you'll get a laugh out of it.
Well, also,
it was bad. And again, they ordered how many episodes?
40.
40 again.
Why?
40 episodes.
I think it was 40.
I don't feel sorry for a fucking network that loses money on a shitty show after they order 40 episodes.
Yeah, come on, USA.
I feel like the Canadians
it
was probably
it came on at some Canadian TV station.
There was one live action show that came out that I want to say that, like, I don't know if it was like reruns or what, but it was on USA or TBS or some show like that.
That might have been the Prime Directive's one. Yeah. There was a miniseries that came out in 2001 called RoboCop Prime Directives.
Okay, it might have been that then.
Was that bad?
As a kid, I liked it, and I'm pretty sure right now it probably wouldn't be that good.
It was better than the other one. We checked like 5 minutes of it out, and we were like,
"Yeah." The bar got set really low with the 1994 series.
Yes,
but the 2001 series, it's still dumbed down. But they, I believe they were still in the same timeline. I think it was 10 years after the third one that the story took place. But no, it wasn't that good neither. So, but it's also on YouTube if you really want to try it.
Did anybody
see
the reboot one?
No,
I have it. I am in. I have procured a copy of this film, but I have not yet had a chance to watch it.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah, that's what you were saying. So maybe you want to watch it even more, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Joel.
It's definitely.
Yeah, Joel Kinnaman apparently plays like the title character, Alex Murphy.
Who you might know from as Flag from the Suicide Squad.
Yep, but apparently he...
2014, and the remake wasn't bad. Listen to the cast: Michael Keaton, Gary Oldman, Samuel L. Jackson. All interesting. All the characters were good. They went off and did their own thing. They were still. They actually used the same theme music from the original RoboCop.
And Jackie O'Haley's in it too.
And he plays a great villain, like he always does. The Michael Keaton character was good. The Gary Oldman character was good. Alex Murphy's wife is in it a lot more. So is his son.
Yeah, apparently that
Lewis
was part
is
of
a the... dude for some reason.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Apparently, it was that was the idea from the original, like the RoboCops, to actually have his wife more of a bigger role, but they just never could work it in.
And it definitely, as the original fit into the times of the 80s, the remake fits into the times of now with the drones, with the robotic limbs, soldiers and police officers getting injured in the line of duty, ended up in wheelchairs and things like that. And OCP tries to fix them up and give them new lives. I highly recommend the remake. It actually wasn't bad.
I think what really made the remake never go anywhere is just like there was no marketing. It just kind of, I remember watching previews and I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, it just kind of came out. Like out of nowhere.
It was doomed from the beginning because they called it RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that, unfortunately, there's not a lot of us who actually appreciate, you know, the movies. The idea of RoboCop. And a lot of times these kids these days that go to movies and all that shit still, they don't know who the fuck
that
RoboCop
actually were involved in making it didn't think it was going to go anywhere either.
Yeah,
it's really bad. When the people involved making it, they're like, oh, this is probably going to suck. That's not right. Probably the attitude that you should have.
Right.
All those big name actors, the special effects, all those things, they spent a lot of money on this movie.
Yeah, they did. It's kind of weird to think that a movie with Michael Keaton, Gary Oldman, and Samuel Jackson failed so miserably.
Right.
Yeah, I just don't think anybody went to go see it.
And the 82 and 9 fight's even better than the original. So he has to fight like three of them fucking things.
What do we have to make it to do better?
3ED209s. Let's do this shit.
It was just kind of like comical in a way, the way he like fucked with them. Because he would hide under one while he was shooting the other one.
My only issue with the color of the suit, I kind of like the visor, the way it looks and everything. I will say that, like, some of the redesign of the suit looks kind of cool, but I'm just saying they should have just kept it silver.
Well, he went through a couple suit changes.
Mm-hmm. And they ended up painting it.
Yeah, he started with the silver suit, and then eventually they gave a reason for it. They wanted him to, the Michael Keaton character said, I want him to be more tactical.
Put him in black. Okay.
So that makes they did sense. I can appreciate when somebody like takes a risk and kind of does their own thing, as long as it makes sense for the story.
Yeah.
Like what Gotham did with Harley Quinn, and like if you take liberties with something, it's cool as long as it makes sense and you don't do something just to do it. Like the Ghostbusters remake. Like you changed all the sexes just to do it.
We'll talk about that one. That's a good episode. We should say that's an episode. That's a good episode.
Watch all the Ghostbusters movie. I need to watch the new movie. I still need to.
Oh, dude. We won't even start on that one. That one's it's awesome. It's so good. Mm. Oh, my God. I became a kid all over again. Just like
your nipples hard.
But am I dick?
Yeah.
Well, I will definitely say one thing that didn't hold up well from the original RoboCop. I like 209, but ED209's special effects really didn't hold up well from 87.
No.
I mean, it just looked so fake.
There was so much. I mean, like, when it comes, man, RoboCop. That first movie, though, I mean, like, it is a classic. It's not my favorite. Like I said, I prefer 2. Just gets more fucked up, but I mean, like everything that kind of goes on in the first one is pretty messed up too, and it's an interesting idea of like what happens if you bring a cop back to life.
But the person in the first one was Clarence Boddicker. He was the shit.
The great Kurtwood Smith. Everybody knows him as Red from the 70s show, but he'll always be Clarence Boddicker to me. Always.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot that he was ever. In that. Okay, well, yeah. It was also, one-third of freaking David Lynch's main actors are in that movie, too. Got Ray Wise and, God, the one guy from The Boardroom who dies. He's also in David Lynch's later stuff. And then, of course, you have Miguel Ferreira, mm-hmm. who is also in Twin Peaks.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
And for people that are there, boom.
The actors at that time, though, like, you know, they all were in the same circle. You know, they all knew the same people. They were all partying with the same directors. They all knew everybody. And that's why, like, you know, Miguel Ferrer, like, he was in tons of shit back then. I mean, like, he was in probably about 30 movies just in 84. You know what I mean? Like he was a big name. A big name that nobody knows. Which is sad because there are a lot of good actors that are in these fucking movies, especially the first one that, you know, Ray Wise, you know, like Andrew said, like Ray Wise is
he's great. Goddamn movie in the '80s.
and the guy's a great actor in general. The movie Dead End is great. He plays the devil in the show Reaper, which is actually a really funny show.
Never seen that.
Never heard of it.
Wasn't that the Kevin Smith
Reaper?
Show? No, I never heard of it.
Wasn't that the Kevin Smith show?
No. Reaper.
He wrote a mini series.
I think he wrote an episode, maybe. Because. The show was about a kid whose parents sold his soul to the devil before he was born. And then when he turns on his 18th birthday, Ray Wise shows up and goes, "Hey, I'm really your father." And he's
it's a pretty funny show.
It's a goddamn good show. It's good. It's good. But anyway.
I need to check that out. But since a lot of other people don't know about the trivia stuff that I found out, so people that were supposed to play RoboCop but didn't, one of them was possibly going to be Rutger Hauer, which would have been interesting.
That would have been interesting, yeah.
The only reason why is because him and, the director, Paul, however you say his last name, also Dutch, worked together a lot, so that's kind of why. And that was Paul Verhoeven's like first American movie, actually, was the first RoboCop. Fun fact.
I could imagine Rutger Hauer as RoboCop.
Could you imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Arnold was supposed to be up there.
Yeah.
Or my favorite one that I found out that I never knew, and I'm just like, I wonder how that would turn out. It would have been Behringer.
Tom Behringer?
Yeah. Tom Behringer playing RoboCop. I'm like, that would be interesting.
Yeah, Substitute 1 was great. Sniper was awesome. Anybody name the other movies? Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, all right, whatever. But, nah. Peter Weller, man. Leviathan? That's a very underrated classic.
I like all those movies back in the day, like that and The Abyss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude.
Leviathan was awesome. The Abyss is great, but Leviathan, I think, is not well mentioned that much.
Wow. Andrew, we agree on something. Completely. 100%. Leviathan is a very underrated movie, and The Abyss always passes it. Like, with people. I mean, Leviathan's great. It's a classic.
Because it's directed by freaking, like, the man who also did Titanic and 80,000 Avatar movies.
Yeah, James Cameron is more of those underwater, like, alien type movies. What the fuck was that shit called? Like Deep Six or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Sanctum. I know what you're talking about. Deep Blue Six or something like that?
Deep Blue Six, was that also?
I think Deep Six was a totally different movie that I watched a couple of nights ago when I was alone. I'm just saying.
Six feet.
The only thing I thought about that movie was on that poor girl. Anyway, go on.
Was it anime porn?
A lot of tentacles, though. It's weird.
the original first pick for RoboCop was actually Michael Ironside.
Yes, I could have seen that.
And I think he had some weird list of demands, and they just didn't see eye to eye, so they shut it in the door. And all the other names you mentioned.
For the record, he just went to bank a couple of years ago, anyway.
I think the problem with all those other guys is they were too big.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, they definitely bulky. Said was way too bulky.
I think he made it too big in the Hollywood scene, but that was actually really, really funny.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Yeah, we actually watched Robo 1 last night, and like every time like he would talk, we just kept thinking about Arnold's voice and just fucking dying.
Let's kick some ice.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me. Yow.
Nice movie.
Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, uphold the law.
Was Stallone supposed to be RoboCop at one point?
Was Stallone supposed to be? I'd imagine his name was probably on the list.
Actually, Stallone was actually one of the names for RoboCop as well.
Even worse.
You would think Judge Dredd,
right? You're coming with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to come with me.
I'd be laughing too loud, even if you were getting murdered left and right. Just like, yeah, you know, just like 5 minutes.
It's worse than Last Action Hero when they have Arnold Schwarzenegger looking at the
Stallone.
It's the Stallone as Terminator 2. He's like, yeah, he was great. He was a good actor. And what are you talking about?
Yeah, because the joke was Stallone was supposed to play the Terminator.
I'll be back. Oh,
oh my God.
I missed Rocky.
What?
We just need to have a impersonation corner starring Chuck where he does Rocky Balboa for like, I don't know, a few minutes.
It's like Rocky Balboa meets like Razor Ramon. Like, it just is bad.
I mean, that's what it reminds me of.
There you go.
Rocky reviews.
Oh my God, yes, a review is Rocky Balboa.
Just have a picture of Rocky's like face, and it's just me talking. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Oh my God, That's totally but freaking
do one of those like, animated lip things, though, so the mouth moves, but it's your fake mouth.
Again, that's straight up old school Conan O'Brien. Like
it is, it really is. Yeah.
Hey, Conan. Yeah. Conan.
Yeah, Conan would do that shit all the time.
Was it Michael Jackson?
Beelzebubble.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, Conan came up with that idea.
God damn it! It's just fucking great. All right, so we've talked about the movies and shit. Like, what's like some of the other things that went on with RoboCop? Because we still got a few minutes, and there's so much stuff. The video game.
Yeah.
Okay. As a kid, that I love that game. That and the Total Recall NES game were my favorites, next to Kung Fu. Like, yeah, like completely. That was a game that I'm pretty shocked it didn't actually catch on more. Honestly.
Yes. Yeah, the original Data East arcade game took a lot of my quarters as a kid. The first boss of that game is actually N209, which made it even better because you could always make it to the first boss with a couple quarters. So it was always cool to fight N209.
Ma'am, any quarters?
Just $1 more, please.
We have to go, son. We have to go.
I love that you actually know the arcade machine name. That's pretty impressive.
I am a fountain of useless information.
I had a lot of parties at arcades when I was a kid.
I know. Right. I miss that people don't want to do arcade parties anymore. I mean,
man, they're still too, actually.
Don't know what they're missing.
I would totally, if there was arcades around here, my kid would be having arcade parties constantly. Like, it's like seriously.
It's like, yeah, it's you can Tuesday, game son. At home, but arcade it's not the party. Same. Yeah, it's not the same. Like, oh, yeah, let's just play online. Playing online kind of annoys me. Going to an arcade, you can at least find someone you can have an entertaining, like, time as opposed to some 12-year-old
that random kid. Yeah.
Camping.
Like you're still playing, like, Lethal Enforcers and shit, and you're like, hey, I'll be the pink one. It's okay. Yeah. Lethal Enforcers always remind me of RoboCop too. By the way, Enforcers.
RoboCop definitely inspired a lot of stuff. I can kind of see it's kind of going out on a limb, but I can kind of see RoboCop being inspired by like. Well, no, they actually. That's one thing. Another thing I found out. RoboCop was inspired by a Japanese comic. I'm like, of course it was.
Right.
Because
God, man, they really
everything. These crazy fuckers.
Take original.
Well, no. They had a comic book in the 1980s, and then they came up with the idea, and they're just like, oh, you know, we'll base our idea off of this Japanese comic.
Meets no class of Nukem Ha.
The original RoboCop was really Orion only took a chance on that because the Terminator was successful.
Yep.
So, and the original RoboCop trailer actually played the music from the Terminator,
which is hilarious.
So they were connected since day one, which is so. Again, it's so weird a movie never came out.
Yeah, that movie would have been some issues.
If they wanted to cash in on something, why didn't you cash in on that shit? Damn.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I mean, I've got RoboCop versus I think it's RoboCop versus Terminator, and I've got Terminator versus Predator. Like
Terminator versus Predator.
Like if they would actually the movie places and shit, they want to go to the main ones. They want to go to the big ones. All right, all the Marvel movies, all this shit, whatever. But like dig a little deeper. Like there's other comics that like if you want storylines, motherfucker, you've got them. But they don't want to fucking.
I kind of want them to redo RoboCop to where people have be interested in it again because I always thought that RoboCop would be a good franchise if they really put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, I had the whole VHS trilogy, just 1, 2, and 3, and I remember being a kid and buying that, and I was like, oh, I'm so excited. And then, like, after the second one, I still remember when I was in the theater, like, nope, still sucks. I traded them. I had the trilogy collection. Like, it was, like, in a whole thing. And I traded the – so stupid. I traded the third one for a porno to one of my buddies.
Of course you did.
And I was like, I have to keep the case, though. So – It was like Nurse Nancy or some shit, and it was like in there with, you know. So like my dad was like, "Oh, let's watch a RoboCop movie." Not number three. Like,
it's not RoboCop.
Dad,
it sucks.
Yeah, it's really bad. I'll watch it later, but it's not RoboCop.
The only reason they didn't have Peter Weller do that is because he did some other movie.
Naked Lunch, I think he was filming.
Naked Lunch, he was filming that. And I guess he just didn't want, they didn't want to wait for him, and they're just like, well, we're just going to get some other guy who could kind of do your voice.
I think that that was their biggest issue, though, is the fact that they decided that we're not going to wait for Peter Weller. And, you know, I mean, like, he was the face, he was RoboCop. That's like
he really was.
Having somebody playing Terminator, that isn't Terminator.
Can't do it.
Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, yo.
It's like trying to recast Robert England as Freddy. Baby.
Cannot be done.
Cannot be done. You can't cast Robert England as Freddy. It can't be done. You can't recast Arnold as Terminator.
No. You can't do it. You can't fucking do it. I mean, you know, it's so funny, though, because some of all those movies, because they're all intertwined. I mean, like RoboCop, Terminator, Aliens, Predator, all that shit. That same time period. I mean, hell, Predator 2, if you watch that, it has that same fucked up commentary with some things that RoboCop and Terminator have. I don't understand why not much more could have been done to make these movies a little more watchable. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I totally forgot what I was gonna say. There we go.
Crossovers have been really successful with the Spider-Man movies and all this.
Yeah.
So maybe down the road we would get to see who knows, Alien versus Terminator, RoboCop versus Predator. I mean, who knows? Now, well, Disney owns the rights to all of them now too, don't they?
Yeah, I just don't want to see the Aliens vs. Predator because they already fucked it up twice.
Yeah, we're not gonna. Yeah, no, look, goddamn, this is a monumental episode. Andrew, you and I have agreed twice now. Jesus fucking Christ, it's the end of the world. It's all going to hell. We're all fucked.
The mythos they decided to change, and like like predators are really Egyptians, and like the fuck.
Well, I mean, I love Predator too, and if you watch the end of that fucking movie, you're like, what's going on right now? Like, but it's still a good movie. But like that whole all that shit just should just come together, all of it.
That shit cracks me up every time I watch it.
Predator fucking voodoo guy, and then chicks like on top of him, and she's like, ah. Like, okay, that's what I remember as a kid, because it was perfect.
But Peter Weller's voice is so unmistakable. It was years before I forgot what he looked like when he was younger. I'm like, oh, so he was a pretty boy back then.
Well, the one guy said he liked the way his lips looked.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, okay.
Director or writer to your face say, I like the way your lips look.
I'm not going to totally agree with that because I never like thought that Peter Weller's like mouth looked good. That's just kind of a weird thing to say. Hey, you got a great looking mouth. Hey, Chad. What's up, buddy? Like, no, like, no one does that.
You got a pretty mouth.
You got a pretty mouth.
But when I was a kid, I would draw all this shit. Like, I mean, I would draw Predator, Aliens, Terminator, RoboCop, all that. And I would look at pictures and stuff. I would freeze. I would push pause, and I would draw. And there was, you know, thinking about it now, there was a difference when you drew Peter Weller RoboCop, and then you know, you're a kid in your fucking living room drawing fucking RoboCop 3, and you're like, something's off. It's the mouth. Maybe.
You know, his mouth is too tiny.
His mouth is too tiny.
That mouth is
mouth. I don't know. Why?
People are watching this like, what the fuck are they talking about mouse for?
Final thoughts on the RoboCop franchise, Chad. Go ahead.
I just like the first one.
Yeah, I just love the blank look, and you're just like, yeah.
I mean, the first two were all right. Everything else was kind of rough.
I was trying to go left to right.
Everything else is pretty rough besides the first two.
Very good. Chuck Nasty, your final thoughts, sir.
RoboCop will always be a special place in my heart because as a kid, it was great. As an adult, there's some shit that I'm kind of like, well, it's just more funny than anything. We had a robot that won't walk down the stairs. Anyway, that threw me off. That really fucked me up. I was like, he's tiptoeing and he doesn't know what to do. He's like an infant. And RoboCop's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. Like, I don't get it, whatever. RoboCop 1 and 2, great. I vaguely remember one of the live action miniseries or whatever. And I, as a kid, I liked it. If I watched it now, I probably wouldn't be the same. But
you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, probably not. You're probably completely correct about that. Nostalgic reasons, though, like, RoboCop will always be a personal favorite. So, I like RoboCop, man. Fuck it. And you know what? If we had RoboCop, we wouldn't have so much bullshit in this world.
You're fucking right.
The first one has so many iconic scenes, you can't fucking...
Right?
It's true.
Andrew, sir, your final thoughts.
Well, final thoughts. Definitely the first movie definitely holds up a lot, except for some of the special effects, like ED-209. And the blood packs that apparently you can see when the boardroom is being shot up. I forgot that you can actually see the blood packs. But, after the first movie, the second movie it doesn't hold up as well. And then the third movie is just, how do you fuck up assassins? Basically, lots of great ideas for all of the movies, but I feel like they just, like, square peg, round hole for the other two movies. They just kind of like, well, this kind of looks cool. We're going to go with that. I don't know. It's just the kitchen sink full of ideas. Like we don't know what works. Let's just going to throw all of it at the people, and then they'll decide for themselves.
That was one of the questions from everybody. Like, how do you fuck up ninja assassins?
Okay. Robots. I'm just going to throw this out here real quick. I think that they probably had some ideas in a hat. And I'm really glad they didn't get like the robot mermaids. Like I think that they pretty much they were like, hey, we're gonna throw a bunch of ideas in a hat here and we're gonna reach it. Oh, we have ninjas. And so there's one next to robotic mermaids and I don't know, tentacle loving women. I don't know.
You're still on the
tentacles. That's
trauma. That's trauma. I think I have a problem. I don't know. I'm a tortured soul.
Well.
Beautiful. Yep. Before we leave the store and clock out for tonight, Chuck, what you got going on these days? Beautiful. Andrew, what you got going on these days?
Yeah, Andrew first.
Okay, well, I'm like working on a comic for my first debut album for Dream State Nightmare coming out, which our wonderful host, one of our wonderful hosts, Dave, is a part of. That's going. We have no budget whatsoever, and we somehow have comic panels coming out, which actually look kind of cool, and I'm just like, wow, we're doing this with no money.
It's the best way to do it.
We're good, like,
yeah, but yeah, Dream State Nightmare, my first EP, is out on SoundCloud. But if you actually want to pay me money so I can be supported, like, I don't know, have money to this comic, yeah, I also on Bandcamp, Dream State Nightmare, and also I am on Instagram.
Beautiful. Chuck, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry,
okay,
I'm so sorry. Happy 420, guys! Yay! Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Are we ready to clock out for the evening, gentlemen?
I haven't said one
last thing, though. So we just finished filming an episode of Psychedistic TV today, so that shit should be coming back out soon.
Should we tell them the movie? Yeah.
We will. The 1986 Trick or Treat / Ragman. Ratman.
Oh, God.
Ragman.
I've never heard of it.
Really? It's funny.
It was the first time I've seen it, too.
It's Skippy from Family Ties in a horror movie.
And Gene Simmons is in it.
Oh, my God. Metalhead. Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne are in it.
Ozzy. Yep. That movie is so bad, but it's fun.
Right?
Oh, I had a good time. I've heard of that movie. Gene Simmons is a terrible actor.
So check out Psychodistic TV. We'll be coming back for season 2 next Thursday, probably, we're looking at. But we will keep you posted. It's also on our YouTube channel, as is this delicious show. For Andrew, Chuck Nasty, Chad Man, I am Dave. We are your video store clerks, and we're clocking out for the evening. Please join us next week at a special
Chuck
day.
Chuck has something else to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chuck.
Woo! Woo!
God damn it! And remember, I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat. Thanks, Dave. Two-piece Sludge Doom Band. Check us out. We have merch. We have all kinds of shit. Hit us up on Facebook. You can find us on Spotify, on YouTube, Apple, just all the places that just look us up, you'll find us. And Google, there's all kinds of places I didn't know we were, and we are. And it's fun watching articles about myself because I'm a fucking socialite. Anyway, tell us in the podcast, /2G1C, the other video podcasts I do besides this shit. We are talking on Friday, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. My days are so fucked up. About Cannibal Holocaust. So please, by all means, anybody that's interested, check that shit out. Bachelor Sons of Judascope.
Amazing metal band. If you're a metal fan, check them out. Actually, even if you're a rock fan, I'd say check them out. Good shit.
If you want to get stoned and you want something to fucking like be atmospheric as fuck, because that's what we've been called, check out Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat.
We are good to play in your car while you're driving.
Yeah.
In DC traffic.
Especially when you're driving.
I fucked up at the end. My confidence was just starting to go up with this podcast shit, and then I fucked up Chuck's promo at the end.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, Nasty.
Okay. I'll forgive you.
Okay. I get one pass. If I do it next week, I'm probably in trouble.
We're going to whip you with like 40 fucking tails, okay?
Ooh. Like a preacher in 1985. 40 lashes means death.
With that. We're
going to give you 20.
No, it's 40.
No, we're going to give him 20.
20?
We're going to kill him.
Start with 20 and this then work. If crazy. I keep fucking up, then work up the 40. Damn. Anyway. Thank you again for joining us. Again, next week we'll be coming to you Tuesday night at about 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Join us then at the video store. Again, I'm Dave.
I'm Chad.
I'm Chuck.
Thank you again. Ed209's a whore and Peter Weller has a pretty mouth. Good night.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies. All the time. Welcome to the store.